Good morning and welcome to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimek. This is day three of Radiothon 2017. With me, as always, the one and only Mr. Dave Parker.
Hey, good morning,
Brother
Gary.
Parker,
thank
good
you.
Morning.
Yeah.
All
thank
right,
you.
Dave, I want you to listen for a minute.
Okay.
And Frank Eliason is here too. Frank, what's up, brother?
Morning. The fact that I can be in here, it's a little too quiet.
All right. Well, let's talk about quiet. Listen to this sound. What do you guys hear?
Nothing.
That's right. We don't hear the bell ringing. Every time somebody calls in to 215-345-1570, Dave Parker rings the bell.
Mm-hmm.
Two things. Number one, Dave looks very sad. And number two, it's a little too quiet in here. I'm going to appeal to you this morning.
A little pouty
because
face.
I told the management at Holy Spirit Radio that our Spirit in the Morning listeners will come through. And I know you are going to come through. Frank Eliason, our Director of Operations, this is day three of our Radiothon. Let's be honest, Frank, the numbers are down.
Yeah, they are. It's been a, fact is, the morning yesterday was great. We had some struggles in the afternoon. I think mm-hmm. we have to get some people pumped up.
Yes, we do.
You know, there's a lot of things we're striving to do here.
That's right.
Spirit in the Morning is a great example. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't see this anywhere in the United States.
That's absolutely right. Frank, can I just say that Spirit in the Morning grew out of last year's Radiothon?
That
it's
is
because
correct.
Of the Radiothon mm-hmm. that we were put together and we came up with this format. So
praise
it's
God.
Because of this Radiothon that we're here.
And think about this format. This format's designed to bring people into the faith. It's not designed to speak to people that are, you know, already invigorated by it. It's to get people, as they're going down the dial,
mm-hmm.
to go, what's that song?
Right.
And then they start to listen.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, they get into this Catholic mm-hmm. conversation.
Exactly.
And they didn't expect it.
And we bring Absolutely. Them top-notch guests.
That's right.
I mean, so this yes, whole show is designed to bring you closer to Jesus Christ. That's what we do.
Yeah.
That's why we do what we do.
And so mm-hmm. this is a great way to evangelize,
mm-hmm.
is
right.
through what we do here at Holy Spirit Radio. Let us do the evangelization for you.
I was going to say, as you go down the dial, as you go to work, as you're in your home,
yep.
and wherever you are, you know, listen to us, and we hook you in because of our great programming.
That's right. Now, Frank, I'm going to speak on behalf of my friends who are listening, because I know my friends are going to come through. They are going to come through with donations today. I have no doubt about that. I'm going to ask you, Dave Parker, I'm going to ask you to give that number, and I would like somebody to call, but before I do, Frank, can we do a matching challenge?
Absolutely. We have generous listeners who actually before the Radiothon even started, provided us some funds for mm-hmm. matching, very
wow.
specifically.
Thank
said,
you very much.
Hey, you know what? You do yes. this, we'll do this. So let's do a $1,000 match.
All right.
Excellent.
We can do it.
Let me give
So we need to make $1,000
okay. yes.
by 9 o'clock. And mm-hmm. by the way, we're going to be on the air for 3 hours, an extended Spirit in the Morning. We'll do 7 to 8. We take a break for the Mass, and we come back from 9 to 11. Spirit in the Morning, 3 hours today. If we reach $1,000 by 8 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
that number will be doubled, so it will be matched.
Absolutely.
Now, I need you to help out. Can you do it? I know I can count on you because you listen, and I know you want us to continue to give you this great entertainment that we give you. Dave Parker, could you give the number?
Absolutely. 215-345-1570. Again, 215-345-1570. Holy Spirit Radio.
Okay, when
or
we
HolySpiritRadio.org.
Thank you,
That's
Frank.
Right. And every
Online
time,
donations count.
Every time we get a donation, Dave's going to ring the bell. So I want to hear that bell ringing before we go to our first guest. I want to tell you who is on Spirit in the Morning today. This is an all-star lineup. Dave, did you ever watch the Jerry Lewis telethon?
Oh, absolutely.
And Ed McMahon would read through the list. Listen to this.
Yes.
I mean, I can't even, yeah. I'm get tongue-tied saying all these names. Today, on today's show, Dr. Kevin Vost, Tony Rossi, Father Jim Sitchko, Colleen Kelly Mast, Father Mitch Pacwa,
wow.
Michael Warsaw, Anna Mitchell, Trent Horn, and Teresa Tamio.
Absolutely.
Coming up in the 3 hours
wow.
on Spirit of the Morning, all live. They're here because they believe in what we do here at Holy Spirit
And they've
Radio.
Gone through their own radiothons, telethons.
That's
and
right.
they know. They can empathize with us, and they want to bring it
That's
for
right.
us.
Now, that number again, 215-345-1570. No calls yet. Can you be the first one? Can you make Dave Parker ring the bell? I'm going to read the gospel today before I go to our first guest, because this is so appropriate. Today's gospel is from Luke chapter 8, verses 1 to 3. Jesus journeyed from one town and village to another, preaching and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God. Thank you very much. That's our first call. Thank you. Let me finish the gospel. But that's great. No. Hey, you ring
the spirit.
Listen, brother, you
just
ring
drove
it.
Me.
Thank
sorry,
you
sorry,
for
gospel.
Being our first caller.
Two.
Accompanying Jesus were the 12 and some women who had been cured of evil spirits and infirmities. Mary called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had gone out. Joanna, the wife of Herod's steward, Chuza, Susanna, and many others who provided for them out of their resources.
Yeah.
Okay?
Speaking of resources.
Jesus and the apostles going around preaching the good news, and there's these people who are providing for them out
Absolutely.
Of their resources. That's what you can do by calling into Holy Spirit Radio today, 215-345-1570. We need your help. We need your help.
Or take a detour and visit us.
There
yeah.
You
yeah, we've had many passers-by, not even passers-by,
the address,
they come in.
The address, 40 Rickert Road in
Doylestown.
Yeah, 40
Rickert Road in Doylestown, Pennsylvania.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Come in, we'll give you some cake, right? We have pastry. There you go.
Cake for everyone.
But seriously, come and we need you to partner with us, because we can't do this by ourselves. We're a nonprofit. We depend on your donations, and you're coming through. I know you're out there.
Absolutely. And the zeal I have, it's from the Holy Spirit. I know you want to call. If you're driving to work and you can, pull over. Don't endanger yourself. Call us.
That's
call
right.
Us.
Let's get the... Oh, I'm sorry, Dave.
I was
going to
say 215-345-1570. I am pumped, brother.
That's right. That's
All right.
So we want to hear Dave ring that bell one more time. Well, no. Let's wait till we... Dave, here's the deal. Frank, can you talk with this guy?
Hey, man, I'm military. You give me a command, I'll ring the bell.
I have to remember that. We want you to ring the bell because a call comes in. So
yes,
we want
sir.
To get another call. I'm challenging you, listening. I'm challenging you. Give us a call. We're going to go to our first guest now, 215-345-1570. He will not be offended if we have to break in and talk.
He's
and,
been
and,
waiting patiently.
And ring the bell. He is. We're going to go to Dr. Kevin Vost now. He's an author. He's a speaker. He's a regular guest on the program. His latest book is The Catholic Guide to Loneliness. Kevin, I'm sorry to keep you waiting, brother, but thanks for coming on with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I particularly enjoyed hearing that bell ring, so hopefully we'll hear a little bit more of that.
Yeah, see, thank you, Kevin. And we know that we're going to talk a little bit about your book, The Catholic Guide to Loneliness. We've had you on before. We're going to talk about it more. But, Kevin, you do a lot of Catholic radio. You believe in the power of Catholic radio. Could you talk about the importance of a listener supporting us here at Holy Spirit Radio? Because I think a lot of times, Kevin, people think, well, somebody else will do that, or I don't really need to support Catholic radio. If you could tell our listeners why it's important to support us at Holy Spirit Radio and the importance of Catholic radio in general.
Yeah, absolutely. It is so important. It's why I would encourage your listeners to call in 215-345-1570 to make that donation. You know, I myself spent about 25 years away from the church. And two of the things that brought me back in were, one, the writings, well, the action of the Holy Spirit, the writings of St. Thomas Aquinas, and also Catholic radio played a great role in bringing me back in and in rebuilding me after 25 lost years, you know, inspiring me, filling that knowledge base. So it is so important. You never know how it's going to impact people. And mentioning St. Thomas Aquinas, I mean, he's my main man with my theological background here.
Sure.
And he talks about a virtue of magnificence, and it literally means to build great things. And he said one way that virtue is exercised is by giving from your resources, giving from that pocketbook to make great things happen. So Catholic radio absolutely qualifies there, so that virtue of magnificence can be built through donating to do such a great thing. And one way I think we could see magnificence manifested would be to hear that bell ringing, to give some contributions to Holy Spirit Radio.
We would greatly appreciate that. That number is 215-345-1570. You heard Kevin. He will not be offended if Dave Parker rings the bell in the middle of the interview. 215-345-1570. Kevin, in your latest book, The Catholic Guide to Loneliness. Oh, I just realized my microphone was off. I apologize. Let me give that number out one more time. 215.
I could hear you, brother. 215. I didn't even look at the board. I'm
215-345-1570. For some reason, I turned my microphone off, Kevin. This is Anyhow.
All right, let's go take two.
And there's been so many times I've been tempted to
Yeah, I know. In your book, The Catholic Guide to Loneliness, you mentioned something very interesting. You have a chapter devoted to the loneliness of Christ. We don't normally think of Jesus as being lonely. Could you explore that for just a brief time?
Yeah, absolutely. And some theologians have even argued that his loneliness may have outweighed his physical agony when he was on the cross.
Wow.
You know, and of course, we think of Christ's great loneliness upon that cross. Also, we can think of his loneliness in that Garden of Gethsemane, you know, as he prayed that cup, you know, might pass him if it was God's will.
Yeah.
And one of our great Catholic saints, St. Thomas More, wrote an entire book called The Sadness of Christ, where he ponders Christ in that Garden of Gethsemane. And if we think about that, you know, Christ knows his passion is coming. He prays that if it could be passed, and if it's God's will, it's going to, you know, hurt the human side of him. It's going to be exquisitely painful. But also, you know, he asks three beloved disciples who are there with him to wait and pray for him.
Yeah.
But what do? They fall asleep. You know, three times he prays and comes back, and they're sleeping. So here are his friends there who, at this great time of need, when he's, you know, sorrowful unto death, are falling asleep. They're not there supporting him. And yet there's another friend who's awake and busy at this time, and of course that friend is Judas.
Wow.
And what he's plotting to do is to betray him. And it's so poignant when Judas arrives and Jesus knows what he's doing, his first words to him are, you know, friend, friend, why have you come? So he recognizes this friendship here. So we can imagine Jesus there, you know, the friends who love them, some are letting him down, the one is actually betraying him to death. So, you know, we can imagine this in Christ's humanity, the pains of loneliness he felt at that time before his passion.
That is truly incredible. What a great point, Kevin. We are just about out of time, and I appreciate you coming on The Catholic Guide to Loneliness. I highly recommend it. Kevin, where's the best place to get the book or follow you online?
My own website, drvost.com. Just drvost.com.
Thank you so much, brother. God bless you. Thanks again for helping us out.
Thank you.
Dr. Kevin Vost. Remember, call during the break, 215-345-1570. 215-345-1570. Tony Rossi when we come back.
Radiothon 2017. For every pledge $55 or more, or $5 per month, you will receive the book, The Secret of the Rosary. Call now, 215-345-1570. Again, that is 215-345-1570, or visit holyspiritradio.org.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for September 22nd. Today we celebrate Saint Lawrence Ruiz and Companions. An accusation of murder against today's saint changed the course of his life and indirectly led to his martyrdom. Lawrence Ruiz was born in Manila in 1600. Educated by the Dominican friars, he was an altar server as a boy and joined the Confraternity of the Most Holy Rosary as an adult. A professional calligrapher, for several years, Lawrence and his wife, Rosario, lived a quiet, peaceful life with their three children. Whether or not local authorities had good reason to connect him with a homicide is unclear, but the threat of arrest led Lawrence to steal away to Japan in 1636 with several Dominican missionary priests. All were arrested shortly after arriving in Japan and transported to Nagasaki, where many Catholics were being persecuted. Along with the Dominicans and other prisoners, Lawrence was subjected to unspeakable tortures. In September 1637, they were hanged upside down and tightly bound to slow circulation and prevent a speedy death. The first Filipino martyred saint, Lawrence Ruiz, and his companions were canonized in 1987. There's more about the saints, along with inspiration and Catholic resources, at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
Do you own a business? One of the ways you can help Holy Spirit Radio is becoming an underwriter. Underwriting starts at $300 per month. If you would like to become an underwriter, email frank@holyspiritradio.org or call 215-345-1570. That's 215-345-1570. Here is one of our underwriters now. Do you want to have your business get noticed? Do you want to support and evangelize your faith? Underwriting Holy Spirit Radio is a great way to accomplish each of these. Holy Spirit Radio is a listener-supported nonprofit foundation. Join with other faith-filled businesses like yours. Business sponsorships start as low as $300 per month. Learn more at holyspiritradio.org. call us at 215-345-1570 or email frank@holyspiritradio.org.
You're on Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
And welcome back to Spirit. What is that sound, Dave Parker? What
I'm
do we got going on?
Man, I'm bringing it.
All right, you are calling in. This is awesome. Maybe I should turn your mic on, Dave Parker. I'm so excited. Dave, do me a favor.
Yes.
Get Joan Eliason in here, who is on the phones. Wait, Dave, can you go grab her real quick?
All right,
because we want to get Joan in here to give you an update as to what's going on. Joan went running away. I think she's so excited. Joan, sorry for this, but we need to get you on to say quickly, we are trying to reach $1,000 by 8 o'clock. Give us an update, Joan Eliason.
I have to tell you, we are going to do it. We only need $400 more.
Did you hear that? We only need $400 more to reach our goal. When we reach that goal of $1,000, it gets matched, so it will be doubled.
It's just incredible. So you see, today's the day. Well, today is the day. Thank you, gentlemen. You really did a great job. And thank you to those people that have donated. We are really appreciative.
Joan, do you have a message for anybody who is sitting there listening, saying, oh, I don't need to donate. I'm just one person. I don't make a difference.
I really do, because you know what? Every donation means something.
That's
right.
If it's
$20 or $5, it's still a little bit closer. There's too many times that we sit and don't take the action. This time we do it, and it's Friday. It's a great day.
There you go. You heard Joan Elias, so we're going to let her get back to the phones.
Thank you, Joan.
Thank you for that update. Dave Parker, would you do me a favor? Give the number one more time, because I know somebody wants to call in and make you ring the bell.
All right. Make me ring the bell. 215-345-1570.
215-345-1570. Dave says it's so much better than I say. Whatever.
You say it well.
I think it's time to go to my next guest, because I am pumped up. I need to relax a little bit. I'm going to let my guest do some work. Joining us on the line is somebody that probably is on this show more than I am. You hear him every day with the Christopher Minute. Tony Rossi, the communications director for the Christophers. Tony, good morning, brother.
Good morning, Gary. I am pumped to be on with you. It must be the Holy Spirit filling you with his energy this morning, maybe coupled with a big cup of coffee.
That's exactly right. Tony, you know, it's so great to have you on. I want to thank you again for what you do for us. Your message is so important. You know, I've been a longtime fan of the Christophers, founded by Father James Keller. The message is better to light a single candle than to curse the darkness. A lot of cursing the darkness going around, Tony, right? But it's better for me as a person, as an individual, to go out and do something, to bring Christ to the world. That's your whole message.
Absolutely, absolutely. And yeah, I mean, you're right. There is a lot of darkness cursing going on. It's easy to think the world is going to hell in a handbasket, as the old saying goes.
Yep.
But I wrote down a quote from Father Keller, our founder, because, you know, at the time when he founded this was the middle of the 1940s, he founded the Christophers, and again, for your listeners who may not know this, the name means Christ bearers in Greek, and the idea is that all of us, you know, clergy, lay people, whoever, can be Christ bearers in the way we live our daily lives. And, you know, regarding the ills in society, yeah. Father Keller wrote, one of the best ways to cure a starving patient is to build them up with nourishing food, and the best way to cure these ills in our society is to build it up with good ideas and ideals.
Mm.
And I think that's part of what you're doing on Holy Spirit Radio. That's why you guys are raising so much money this morning to keep this mission going. It's a mission that the Christophers are so happy to be a part of. And I'm just going to jump on the bandwagon and give you the phone number, too, for people to call. It's 215-345-1570. And I think the website is holyspiritradio.org. And really, it is a way to light a candle rather than curse the darkness. If people love the messages that they hear from the Christophers on your radio show, if they get pumped with you every morning, if you give them that jolt of energy they need and that grounding in their faith and spirituality and God that they need to start their day off right, you know, I hope they do contribute to this worthy cause.
Well, thank you for saying that. You do that well, Tony. 215-345-1570. If you could listen to, I want to talk to my listeners out there right now. If you could call and make Dave Parker ring that bell, you're also going to make Tony Rossi very happy, because he likes the sound of bells. I know the guy. He likes bells. Hey, Tony, you know, somebody's listening. The Christopher's message is so beautiful because it is just so simple. I like simple, and I think a lot of people look for simple. We want to bring Christ to the world. Many of us have that desire to bring Christ to the world, to go out and to evangelize, but sometimes we become overwhelmed and say, well, I don't know as much as I should about my Catholic faith. I'm nervous. People might make fun of me, any number of reasons. But in reality, to bring Christ to the world, it's very simple. So how about some advice for somebody listening, maybe on the way to work today, how they can be a Christ bearer at the workplace?
Yeah. Sure. Well, I think the first example is not so much to talk about it, but to be it, to be that model. Because if you're in the workplace, if you're in a secular workplace, you know, you may not be talking about Jesus and God all day, but the way you conduct yourself, you know, if you respond to your coworkers with helpfulness and kindness and such, I think that will give people the message that, you know, there is something different about you. And beyond that, I think, you know, we need to take what we hear at Mass on Sundays, and maybe we go during the week to church too, take those ideals and bring them into our daily lives. It's not just a matter of talking, it's a matter of being. Like Jesus said, you know, the two greatest commandments are summed up love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. And
wow,
that's about as simple as it gets. It's, yeah, it's maybe hard to live out in real life, but, I mean, Jesus pretty much summed it up there, and it was as simple as it gets.
Brilliant. I mean, that's exactly it. And you're right. It is not the easiest thing to live out, but it's very simple to understand that. And I think we lose sight of that sometimes, how important it is to just to go out and be that example. Tony, you offer so many resources at the Christophers. We have about 3 minutes left in the segment. If you could just maybe share how anyone, if they want to find out more about the Christophers and get some help learning to be a Christ bearer in the world, how do we do that, and what do you offer?
Well, one of the things you can do, the easiest way, is to go to christophers.org, and there you can find links to all our ministries, and you can find our phone number if you want to call up. One of the biggest things we do is we send out Christopher News Notes. These are pamphlets sent out 10 times a year on a variety of spiritual topics. And they really, we get messages from people all the time about how much they help them in their own spiritual lives. There's a priest in California who, when he gives penances after confession, he also hands out Christopher News Notes and tells
oh, wow,
people to read these and take them to heart. So,
wow,
you know, we appreciate that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But they're really on relevant topics. We had one recently called Living Joyfully in a Stressed Out World.
Oh.
How relevant is that?
Oh, I mean, man.
And it gives you concrete information about doing that. We also had another one a little while back called Appreciating Our Elders, because we get a lot of messages from senior citizens who are lonely in life.
Oh.
They, you know, their loved ones have died, and they're alone in the world, and they don't have the sense of community and the resources they used to. So, you know, it's encouraging people to reach out to the seniors in your life, which I think in a way could be considered a pro-life element of
That's
the way
right.
we live out our faith. Because seniors, it's not just in terms of euthanasia. It's the ones who are okay, but the ones who are too lonely, maybe too sick to do something, let's reach out to them because their lives are of value too. They served us. Let's serve them a while.
Mm.
So Christopher News Notes are a big deal. We have Christopher Close-Up, of course, on radio and podcast on alatea.org. That's also... The link is on christophers.org, and our annual 3 Minutes a Day book of daily reflections is coming out soon. It's at
awesome.
The printers as we speak. So, if you go to christophers.org and just look stuff up there, we've got a lot going on.
Awesome, and I recommend that everybody listening check out christophers.org because Tony and his group are doing great work. Hey, brother, before you go, would you do me a favor and give that number out one more time? Because I know, Tony, you're a good luck charm. You're going to bring in some callers.
The number is 215-345-1570, and from what I hear, Dave is going to ring a bell if you hit a certain amount of money, so
That's
let's
right.
all hear that bell ring.
Tony Rossi, thank you so much, brother, not just for being here today, but for being with us every day on Spirit in the Morning.
It's so great to be part of the family, Gary. Thank
All
you.
Right, my brother. God bless you. That's Tony Rossi. That number, 215-345-1570. And I'll tell you what I'm going to do. When you call, and I know you will, I'm going to break into the song and let Dave ring the bell. How's that? We'll be back with Father Jim Sitchko on the other side. Stay tuned.
I'm Anna Mitchell with this Holy Spirit Radio News Update. President Donald Trump has authorized stiffer new sanctions against North Korea. Trump's announcement yesterday to punish foreign companies that deal with North Korea is the latest salvo in a U.S.-led campaign to isolate and impoverish Kim Jong-un's government until it halts its missile and nuclear tests. But North Korea's top diplomat is now saying his country may test a nuclear weapon in the Pacific. The eye of Hurricane Maria is nearing the Turks and Caicos early today as Puerto Rico tries to recover from the storm's devastation. 2 days after Maria ravaged the island, flooding towns, crushing homes, and killing at least two, millions are now facing the prospect of weeks and perhaps months without electricity. A family in Mexico is mourning the deaths of 11 people who died when a church collapsed on them during a baptism ceremony taking place when the magnitude 7.1 earthquake hit the country. The two-month-old baby girl being baptized was among the dead. Only the priest, his assistant, and the girl's father survived. The official death toll, meanwhile, has risen to 273. And Myanmar's Cardinal Charles Boh has called on the international community to continue to support Nobel Peace Laureate Aung San Suu Kyi despite the crisis of Rohingya Muslims in their country. Cardinal Boh told Crux Now that she's in an awkward political situation because the military, which is cracking down on the minority Muslim group, is still in control of much of the government. With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Anna Mitchell.
Radiothon 2017, a celebration of over 18 years of Catholic radio in the Delaware Valley. There are three ways you can help. First, tell a friend about Holy Spirit Radio. Second, prayers are an exceptional way to help us achieve our mission. And third, if you can afford to, your financial support is what keeps this station going. Call now, 215-345-1570. Again, that's 215-345-1570. Or visit holyspiritradio.org.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. When someone asked Grammy Award-winning singer Harry Connick Jr. if he was a practicing Catholic, he responded, "Yeah, and I'm going to keep practicing until I get it right." Connick grew up in New Orleans with a Jewish mother and Catholic father who let him choose his own religious path. At age 14, he decided to become Catholic. He told Christianity Today, "The church manifests itself in my life through the people who have set the best examples for me, like my dad." Connick also notes that his faith and family keep him grounded when he's traveling the world. He said on the Busted Halo radio show, "Somebody famous asked me one time, 'Don't you ever get tempted to cheat on your wife because there's a lot of beautiful women out there?' For me, because of my faith and my family, I know where my home is." This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
One of the ways Holy Spirit Radio supports the Catholic community in the Delaware Valley is through public service announcements. Does your church or religious group have an event? We would be happy to announce it. Just email us at 1570 AM at holyspiritradio.org.
A prayer to the Holy Spirit. Come, O Spirit of God, and make within us your dwelling place and home. May our darkness be dispelled by your light, and our troubles calmed by your peace. May all evils be redeemed by your love, all pain transformed through the suffering of Christ, and all dying glorified by his risen life. Amen.
More inspiring than a cheesesteak. Spirit.
Spirit.
Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
I don't want to hear anymore. Teach me to listen. I don't want to see anymore. Give me a vision that you could move this heart to be set apart.
All right, we're not getting any calls. 215-345-1570. You thought I wasn't here, but I'm still here. We'll be back. 215-345-1570. Let's get that bell ringing.
I can't stay the same. I wanna be different. I wanna be changed. Till all of me is gone. And all that remains is a fire so bright. The whole world can see that there's something different. So come and be different in me. And I don't wanna spend my life stuck in a pattern. And I don't wanna gain this world but lose what matters. So I'm giving up everything because I wanna be different. I wanna be changed till all of me is gone. And all that remains is a fire so bright. The whole world can see that there's something different. So come and be different.
And welcome back to Spirit of the Morning. That was Different by Micah Tyler. I'm Gary Zimek. All right, I've got a problem. I've come back from a song. I don't hear any phones ringing. Come on, you're letting me down. You can't let me down. I know you're not going to let me down. I just need to ask you again to please call 215-345-1570 so that Dave Parker can ring the bell. Here's the deal. We are trying to reach $1,000. Wait a minute. I'm seeing activity. We got a call. Thank you.
I want to ring the bell, and I just did.
We are trying to reach $1,000 by 8 o'clock. We have, at the moment, $505. We need $495. If we reach that $1,000, that will be matched. So that $1,000, and I can do this without a calculator, becomes $2,000. You can help. See that, Dave?
The School of
Higher
Math.
You didn't think I was a math guy, right? But you can make that happen. So please continue to call 215-345-1570.
Hey, Gary, I want to say, we'll bring Joan Eliason in again. Don't make us bring Joan in, you know?
That's right. We'll bring the muscle in.
We'll get her in here. I mean, she is so good at bringing the call. So,
yeah, and you know what? If you are having maybe a rough start to your day, call in, make a donation, 215-345-1570, and you get to talk to Joan Eliason.
Yeah.
And Joan will wake you up. She'll make you feel good.
I'm going to put her in that number three mic chair.
That's
permanently.
Right. That's Come right. On. So please call 215-345-1570. I'm going to bring in my next guest now, somebody who is with us on a regular basis on the program, and somebody who is, you think I'm tough asking for money. Where do you hear this next guest? Father Jim Sitchko joins us right now to inspire us, to help us to find God in the everyday things of life. And he's also here to help us raise money for Holy Spirit Radio. Father Jim, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. How is everyone?
We are well today, Father. We're ready to talk to you and to get inspired. Father Jim, one of the beautiful things about Catholic Radio and this program, we get to feature guests like you who come on the show and help everybody listening to grow closer to Jesus Christ. How important is Catholic Radio?
Catholic Radio is an amazing tool of evangelization. In fact, it's an amazing tool of new evangelization. Mm-hmm. It's how we can get the word out in the various ways. You know, if people think that just going to Mass every weekend is going to get them to heaven, they're going to be, let me tell you what, sitting in the smoking section.
Okay? Whoa.
Because, well, I'm just being honest.
You're right. You know, Father, we need to hear that.
Yeah, we have to continue on, and that's why, let me tell you something. We have to do acts of mercy. We have to do works of mercy. And, you know, as I've said over and over and over, no one gets poor or becomes poor by giving, okay? Everyone can give something to Catholic Radio, okay? So all I'm asking to the Holy Spirit Radio, all I'm asking is for people to call 215-345-1570, and I can guarantee you, you give something today, and you're going to receive something from God, because it's in giving that we receive. Let me tell you something. My family just went through a horrible experience. My hometown got completely destroyed in Hurricane Harvey, okay? I just put a wish list out there on Amazon, and I told people, trust in God, God will provide. Over $80,000 worth of products in 1 week.
Wow.
Okay? Let me tell you something. There is no reason why we can't make that goal within that hour. And so I'm saying to everyone out there who is listening today, first of all, God loves you, God is with you, and you've got to trust. Just give something. We're not asking for $1,000. We're asking for a gift from you to continue Holy Spirit Radio, to continue Catholic Radio. And you know the number, 215-345-1570. What you got to do is you got to call it, and you got to be able to risk and trust that God will return. God always does. God always returns the favor, and you've got to believe that.
Well, thanks for saying that, Father. I think there's a big problem with trusting God. I think it's very, you know, I'm going to get your opinion. I know what you're going to say, but I think it's very important to hear you say it. I think some of us can get lulled into this idea of comfortable Christianity, that we go to Mass every Sunday, it feels good, but in reality, and I've gone through this in my life, I still go through it at times, in reality, if you are comfortable with your Christianity, if you think it's easy, you're probably doing something wrong. Would you agree?
Sure. And what I say is this. A lot of people don't trust in God because a lot of people don't know God.
Oh,
okay?
Right.
And what I mean by that is this. First and foremost, we have to read Scripture daily. That is the way God speaks to us, okay? And in any relationship, it's a give and take. Anyone knows that's been in any type of relationship, you've got to listen, but you also got to close your mouth. And you've got to speak, and you've also got to listen. And what I mean by that is that if you have a Bible right now, and it's in good shape, you aren't using your Bible correctly.
Oh,
okay?
Yeah.
And that's true.
Right.
That's true. In other words, if your Bible is in good shape, you aren't. And we've got to read the Word of God, and then we've got to live the Word of God, and we've got to obey the Word of God. You know, it's not the 10 suggestions, okay, or the 10 commandments, and there's a difference, you know?
Yeah.
And what does that mean? That means we're going to have to take time out of our day, out of our routine, and what happens is we fill all of our day with a lot of unnecessary drama and things, you know?
Yeah.
And it's the same thing. Oh, I'll call, you know, later and give a pledge. I'll call later and give a donation, you know?
Mm-hmm.
No, do it now. It's the same thing. When the Lord puts something on our heart, so often we put off. Like when sometimes I'll think of my sister or I'll think of a friend. Well, stop and call that friend.
Yeah.
Stop and call your sister. Sometimes it's too late, you know, if we don't.
Yeah, wow. And that sense of urgency, I think it's important. So you heard Father Jim. Right now, I don't hear any bells ringing. I see the operators standing. They're talking to one another. That's not good. They want to be busy. So please call 215-345-1570. 215-345-1570. I'm going to appeal to you personally. I've got Father Jim as my guest. I asked him to come on the show. Father Jim likes to hear bells ring. So we want to make,
I love bells.
Right? Right, Father? We want to make
I
you
love
happy.
Bells.
I want to ring the bell.
So we want to get some bells ringing. We want to get some bells ringing so Father Jim can be happy. I want Father
How
Jim.
How about this?
Okay.
That's right.
Right?
So I'm just going to ask people, please, 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 allow this ministry. And that's what it is. It's a ministry. Allow the ministry to continue. There
hey,
we
Hey, Father,
go.
There we go. You're bringing it. Thank you.
That's right.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
That's what it is. It's a ministry, and we have to allow this ministry to continue.
That's right.
And we have to allow, you know, I think the thing is, sadly, and I'm not trying to be negative, trust me, we all take things for granted.
We do, Father.
You know?
Yep.
And I'm just saying, today is a way to give back to God and also affirm Catholic Radio, affirm Holy Spirit Radio, affirm what we are called to do, and that is to evangelize, is to be vessels. This radio station is a pick-me-up. It is it's a shot in the arm of how to further our role as Catholics and as Christians. It is in a way a tool in which people are led closer to Jesus.
Amen.
And that's important.
Amen. And Father, you are gracious enough to be willing to come back with us again. We talked yesterday on Monday. We're going to talk about your parish missions because I want to get you to the Philadelphia area because I know our listeners would really benefit. Two things, Father. I would like to get a final blessing from you as we go to break right now. But is there a place online where we could find out more about you? And again, we'll talk more about this on Monday. Is there a place online where we could follow you?
Yeah, it's www.frjims.com. So FatherJims.com
Perfect.
Is where my schedule and everything is, and I'm headed off. We'll be talking. You'll be talking to me from a place called Terre Haute, Indiana,
oh,
where
wow.
I'll be giving a mission this weekend in the week. So
that'll be great.
And let me give you the blessing.
Thank
May
you.
Almighty God's blessings not only be on you, but on Holy Spirit Radio, on Catholic Radio, and on all your listeners this morning, that they may have the openness and the willingness to call in and to assist, for it is in giving that we receive. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen. Father Jim Sitchko, thank you once again. That's Father Jim Sitchko. Remember, 215-345-1570. We are not at our goal yet. We're close, though. Help us out on the break. 215-345-1570. Be back.
Radiothon 2017, a celebration of over 18 years of Catholic radio in the Delaware Valley. Holy Spirit Radio Foundation is a nonprofit foundation with a mission to go into the whole world and proclaim the good news to all creation. We are dedicated to proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ in the fullness of truth and in accordance with the magisterium of the Catholic Church. We are listener-supported and have been blessed with that support since our first full day on the air on the feast day of St. Joseph on March 19, 1999, inspired by the Holy Spirit communicating hope. To make your pledge now, please call 215-345-1570. Again, that is 215-345-1570. Or you can make your donation online at holyspiritradio.org.
Need a lift? Gary's got you. The uplifting way to get through the day. Gary Zimak on Spirit in the Morning.
The cross has the final word. The cross has the final word. Sorrow may come in the darkest night, but the cross has the final word. There's nothing stronger, nothing higher, there's nothing greater than the name of Jesus.
Right, I don't hear any bells ringing. 215-345-1570. We still need $385 in the next 10 minutes. Can you help us out, please? 215-345-1570.
The cross.
And welcome back to Spirit in the Morning. That was The Cross Has the Final Word by the Newsboys featuring Peter Furler. Now, if you're a Newsboys fan, they've been around for a long time. We play a song on the program called He Reigns. Peter Furler was the lead singer at the time that song came out several years ago. He has since left the Newsboys, gone out on his own, but he's back for that song. That's a new song called The Cross Has the Final Word by the Newsboys. Amen. With Peter Furler. All right, now, here's the deal. We are 9 minutes away from the top of the hour. We currently have $615. We need $385 to reach $1,000. If we reach it, that gets matched. That $1,000 becomes $2,000. If we don't reach it, basically that $1,000 that could go to fund Holy Spirit Radio, that's not there anymore. So please, I need you to help us out. I know you can do this. I know you can come through for us. The number is 215-345-1570. If you call in and pledge to Holy Spirit Radio, Dave Parker will ring the bell. 215-345-1570. Now, I want to say one more thing. I'm going to give you a little incentive if you are interested. If you can call now at 215-345-1570 and pledge $100, we need $385 to reach our goal. If you pledge $100, I will give you a signed copy of my latest book, Stop Worrying and Start Living. You know, we do these Be Not Afraid Bible verses every day on the program. They come from my book, Stop Worrying and Start Living. So you have 366 verses. It even covers leap year. Bible verses plus a meditation. This is the book that I wrote for Matthew Kelly, Dynamic Catholic. Stop Worrying and Start Living. For a donation of $100, I'm going to sign a copy. I'll personalize it. You just let me know who to make it out to. And I will. That's my donation. That's my gift to you. If you would help me out and call 215-345-1570 and pledge $100 or more. All right? That's going to be the gift for $100 or more. Now, if you want to pledge any amount, please do that as well. 215-345-1570. Wait. All right. We have a bell.
Jones on the phone.
That's a good sign. But let's keep it coming. We need $384 before we break for the Mass at 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to be back at 10 o'clock or 9 o'clock. Dave Parker, keep me straight here, please.
Yeah. Yes, we're going to be back at 9:05 after the Mass on EWTN.
And stick around for the Mass. Enjoy the Mass. What a great privilege it is to be able to broadcast the Mass direct from EWTN.
Absolutely.
On Holy Spirit
Every
Radio.
Every day, 8 o'clock.
One of the great blessings. But when we come back after that, we will be joined by Colleen Kelly Mast, Father Mitch Pacwa, Michael Warsaw, the CEO of EWTN.
None other.
He's going to be here. That's how important. He knows how important it is what we're doing. Anna Mitchell from the Sunrise Morning Show.
I can't wait.
And you hear her do the news every day on Spirit in the Morning. Trent Horn, Catholic Answers. And Teresa Tamia will close us out. She's going to be here as well. So these are all stars. They are here to help us to raise money for Holy Spirit Radio. I want to get that bell ringing again. Remember, we need $385 by the time we send it over to the Mass. So you have 6 minutes to call 215-345-1570, 215-345-1570 to help us reach our goal, which will be matched. Dave Parker, I don't want to lose that extra $1,000.
I don't either. Come on, folks, please. Pull over if you're driving and call and donate. Or if you're at home online.
215-345-1570. All right, good. Keep them coming.
Yeah, now, Greg's
remember,
on the phone.
Remember, for a pledge of $100 or more, you get a copy of my latest book, Stop Worrying and Start Living. Autographed copy. It's a hardback book. It's got a nice ribbon in it. It's a daily devotional. So you're going to be, Father Jim talked about the importance of reading sacred scripture every day. This book will get you started. It's a little Bible verse, and it's a meditation. Even if you don't know where to start with the Bible, let the Lord speak to you through sacred scripture. Stop worrying and start living for $100. You get a personalized copy by yours truly. You let me know who to make it out to. I'll sign it. We'll get it in the mail to you. I got the books in the car. We'll get it out in the mail to you today. $100 to 215-345-1570, 215-345-1570. Mr. Parker.
Okay. Well, hey, We have $715. We need $285.
$285. Yes. Let's do it. Come All on. Right. We can do it. We've got 4 minutes to raise $285.
We can do it. You can do it. Help us. Put us over the top, folks.
Dave, give the number, because I know every time you give the number, people call.
215-345-1570. Light us up, folks. We want to see those phones jumping off the hook.
I love seeing Dave excited. 215-345-1570. Any amount counts. Any amount. 215-345-1570. But, of course, for $100 or more, you will get a signed copy of my latest book, Stop Worrying and Start Living, 366 Bible verses directed just for worriers, directed to you if you're a fellow worrier like me.
Absolutely.
The Lord can help us, and he does help us. So
absolutely.
Get those phones ringing, 215-345.
Help us all to stop worrying about this hour. Come on, call.
215-345-1570. We're going to have to give Dave give him a cot so we can lie down after as we go to break. We still need $285. Dave. We have 3 minutes left to raise $285.
We can do it. They can do it.
I need some big-time donations. You know, let's be honest here. You don't hear me ask for much on Spirit in the Morning. I come to you every morning and make the drive in from Mount Laurel, New Jersey, to bring you Jesus Christ. That's what we do here. We bring you the good news of Jesus Christ. Now I need your help. I need your help. Your buddy Gary needs your help. I am groveling now. I'm offering my book to you, whatever I need to do, because I believe in this station, I believe in the gospel, I believe in what we do here at Holy Spirit
all
Radio.
All for the Lord, all for you. We're bringing you the Lord.
Give the number, Dave,
215-345-1570.
215-345-1570. $100 or more gets you a signed copy of my book, Stop Worrying and Start Living.
And remember, what you give is just not for the finiteness of the world. For eternity. God knows that you're giving. He loves a cheerful giver.
He does. That's
right. And
he'll
remember it forever.
We are not asking for ourselves. We are asking because we want to save souls. That's why we do
it.
There you go,
Gary.
The motto of this station, when it first went on the air in 1999, the motto of this station, the mission of this station, we are inspired by the Holy Spirit communicating hope. That's what we do. We are communicating hope. Joan Eliason is jumping up and down. I am assuming this is good news.
I think it's aerobic hour. She's jumping so much.
Keep Joan jumping. We like to see this. This is very entertaining. All right, we will tabulate it. We will let you know how we did. Please, we want to reach that goal of $1,000. 215-345-1570.
Did
we do it?
We
did it!
We did it!
We did it! Thank you. We go
to the Mass now. We will be back with
more
Spirit in the Morning.
God bless.
Thank you. God bless.
Thank you. We did it. Amen.